Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Coming off that conversation on human suffering and the answer that is always found, it may not satisfy intellectually or emotionally, but it is always there to strengthen faith in the suffering of Christ for us. A simple answer. It's a great article written for the latest Issues Etc. journal by our good friend and regular guest here, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, called The Simplicity of Christ. You can find it in the latest Issues Etc. journal, along with an article that I've written called Legalism and License. And you can get the Issues Etc. journal absolutely free. We'll send it to you. We'll email it to you. Just email us, journal@issuesetc.org, journal@issuesetc.org. Joining us for the last few minutes of the program on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 27th, Pastor Matt Harrison. He brings us an update on relief efforts in Haiti. He just returned from Haiti. He's Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, welcome back.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very well. What did you see down there? Just paint a picture for us, if you would.
Well, we got on the ground, I think, Thursday. A medical mercy team, an emergency team with high-level capability, got on the ground Tuesday night late. Half of them went to bed after full travel, which included a six-hour drive to the border of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, and to a place called Himani. And this was a place that had a small hospital, the only hospital for hundreds of miles, which is capable of doing performing surgery. Our team got on the ground, and immediately half of them went to work. They set up schedules. They kept the hospital, frankly, they kept the hospital operating at night for a couple of days until a number of larger and all kinds of other organizations came in. They were doing about 40 surgeries per shift, 80 a day, 80 or more a day. The doctors said about a third of them were amputations. And by the time then we arrived, we immediately plugged in Ted Cray, the LCMS missionary there, who is a fantastic theologian, fantastic practical pastor, was there in his tab collar, walking around pastoring and caring for these people, some 1,500 by the end of the week, and also passing out three times a day, delivering food and water for all patients. It was pandemonium, incredible. I've never seen anything like it. We experienced two earthquakes while we were there. The first earthquake sent people just running out of the hospitals. These were amputees, people who pulled their IVs out, people who had to be re-triaged, and each one of them cared for because their wounds had been disturbed. But they scrambled out of the buildings because they feared the buildings would collapse just as they had done. Everyone had either lost entire families, parts of their families. Everyone had a story. Three children dead. A man injured himself and caring for a last remaining child. And yet, through it all, deep faith in Christ. It was amazing to behold. Amazing. I cannot describe it. Words cannot describe. I've seen a lot of stuff over the years, Todd. I've never seen anything like this.
So talk about the immediate needs that exist there. I mean, obviously, you could make a list that would go on for hours, but give us the top of that list, if you would.
Well, of course, I think folks should donate to their favorite charities who are involved. We're at LCMS, World Relief and Human Care, at lcms.org. There are a couple of different matches available for those gifts. We've immediately began working on getting food across the border to our Lutherans who have been hit in Jacmel, where Marquis Kessa is the president of our Haiti Park Church. They're helping other Lutherans and also helping their communities, which is the way we always operate. Food stations have been set up at local churches We've got a medical team, a second medical team going in actually to Jacmel, right at ground zero, basically, in a very underserved area to begin. They will put together a clinic, and we expect that clinic will be operating for the next month or so. It's going to be very critical that these people get care, because secondary infections and wounds improperly treated become such a dangerous issue as time goes on. And then lives are very vulnerable. You've got a lot of people who are on the edge with nutrition otherwise, but mortality rates climb enormously after these kind of disasters. And so these folks need a steady stream of food and water in order to heal properly. There's a tremendous need. There is a tremendous need for pastoral care, for post-traumatic stress syndrome, for workers. There were workers falling apart right in front of us, workers from the United States. There are many Dominicans that have come over. The missionaries on the field put together a Dominican medical team of a dozen people that work right alongside our people and everybody else for the entire week. Everybody's traumatized. And the needs for this thing are going to go on for a long, long time.
So what's next for you? What is the next step that you take trying to coordinate as much care as we can deliver down there?
We have with LCMS World Mission and LCMS World Relief, working with the local mission team on the ground, we put together food shipments that will go out of Santiago weekly to the port at Jacmel. One thing that is especially important for us is to listen to people on the ground and what they need and want. And what our partner church most wants is our presence, our prayers, and then secondarily resources. We have gotten cash support into them to handle the immediate phase. We've gotten the chain of food going, and that is up and running. We have the medical team, second medical team, going in to set up the hospital. That's going. And then from that hospital, they will probably branch out to different areas and operate clinics for people in need in various of the affected areas.
You spoke earlier about the deep faith in Christ being expressed by the Haitians who had been injured, lost so much, some of them, at least in human terms, everything. Mark in St. Louis emails us with the question, what do the Haitians think about the why of this question, why God would allow this to happen?
Well, it's very interesting. It's a much different approach to this question than I noticed, for instance, in the great tsunami in Asia. There, with the prevalence of Buddhism, Hinduism especially in India, and Islam, it's a very simple equation. That is, you have bad karma, or you've done something bad in your past, or some parent has done something horrible, and he's punishing you. Those thoughts are natural. It's the opinion of the law, and that's very prevalent among people. However, our partner church, the general secretary of our partner church, and you can find an interview where he says this. He was interviewing with Doug Rudd, who was on our team, on video. You can go to Mercy Journeys, my blog. Just Google Mercy Journeys with Pastor Harrison, and there's an interview, and he says, look, I know that all the wrath of God was poured out upon Jesus Christ, and so the Lord is with us and with his Christian people in Haiti, and this will work for good and for God's purposes, whatever they are, but the bottom line is Christ. I couldn't say it any better than that.
Folks, please make a tax-deductible contribution to LCMS World Relief tonight. You can earmark it for the victims of Haiti. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website and look for a link to LCMS World Relief and Human Care. We also have a link to that video via the blog of Pastor Matt Harrison. Listen On Demand at our website, issuesetc.org. Pastor Matt Harrison is Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
As always, Todd, take care. God bless.
All right. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll get Colleen Carroll Campbell's reaction to President Obama's State of the Union address given tonight. We'll continue our series on the Complaint Psalms with Pastor Todd Peppercorn. Tomorrow we'll be studying Psalm 88. That's all tomorrow on Issues Etc. I love that insight, that thought. we know, and we can say this too, but consider the strength of this faith to have lost everything, to have watched others lose so much. Death, destruction, disease, injury on an unimaginable scale all around you. And this man of faith says, we know that God has spent all his wrath on his son Jesus Christ at the cross. So we know that the Lord is with us and is for us. That kind of response can only come, is only born of a faith that is deeply rooted in the Word of God. This is why we have these great proclamations in Scripture about how even though the earth melt, the earth fall away, even though the mountains crumble into dust, yet our hope is in God. God is with us. How is God with us? Is it only that we think about him in the hard times? To say that God is with us is to, in essence, speak the name that was given to our Savior Jesus before his birth. Jesus is with us. He has been with us. He has entered into our world of suffering and sin. He has entered into the punishment and verdict against our sin and suffered all. And when we say all, we mean all of God's wrath and the penalty for our sin, all for us. And that means our suffering cannot be the wrath of God. Our suffering cannot be the punishment of God. Our suffering is another opportunity for our Lord Jesus, the one who suffered for us, to be with us. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.